Nearly 200 Palestinians have been killed and hundreds more injured as Israeli warplanes gave the Palestinians in Gaza an early New Year shock by simultaneously attacking police stations and Hamas security compounds. The first air raid targeted a police academy where a graduation ceremony was being held for hundreds of cadets who are going to become police officers. Among the dead was Chief of Police Major General Tawfiq Jabr. The police department called on the international community to stop what it described as the Israeli bloodbath in Gaza. Israel said it was responding to an escalation in rocket attacks from Gaza.
We call on all free people of the world to come and see this heinous crime that was organized by the Zionist forces against the Palestinian policemen who only wanted to serve and protect Gazans.
Policemen were not the only victims, as dozens of people, including children, have fallen victim to this latest Israeli aggression. Angry mothers accused Arab regimes of complicity in the Israeli attacks.
May God have vengeance on the Arab countries. I hope that Israel will kill their sons and daughters too.
Shame on the Arabs. Shame on Hosni Mubarak, who planned this attack with the Israeli foreign minister.
As bodies of the dead arrived at hospitals, Palestinian factions fired rockets into Israel in retaliation for the Israeli raids, killing one Israeli soldier and wounding four others. Islamic Jihad says that Palestinian factions must respond with force and that Israel will not break the resolve of the Palestinian people.
There will be a strong response by our faction and by our people, because this raid amounts to an open war between the Zionist regime and the Palestinian people. Our people will always be ready for sacrifice, and no one will be able to sow discord among Palestinians.
This massive offensive on Gaza adds insult to injury for the people of this tiny coastal enclave in the wake of an already 20-month-long siege maintained by Israel in conjunction with the Egyptian government.
Gazans fear that more Israeli attacks have yet to come in the coming hours, as militants will try to avenge today's carnage by firing rockets into Israel. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.